Well, I think that 78 from Veronica's collection is a bit dusty there, and it sounds a bit scratchy around the edges. That was called Vermouth or Vermouth Rondo. A nice little bit of guitar, etc. But a bit scratchy, so we need a Vermouth just to work our throat back into some form of order. Now, Gilles Lapalu is from a family of French winemakers, but these days he produces the Australian Vermouth brand Medini with his business partner Sean Byrne. Together they've written the Book of Vermouth, which has just been released by publisher Hardy Grant Books. When Veronica Matheson talked to Gilles Lapalu about Vermouth earlier, she wanted to know how to pronounce the name correctly.
That's one of the pages of the book, actually, where we list about 7 or 8 different ways of saying or how to pronounce vermouth in different language as well. Since I would say vermouth with my bad accent, and then after it's up to people. If you go to Spain, it's vermouth. If you go to Italy, it's vermouth. Everybody has its ways.
Why does vermouth go hand in hand with cocktails?
Probably a historical reason, because the explosion of vermouth was in the mid of the 19th century, and that's also it coincided with the start of the cocktail culture, especially in America. And obviously, vermouth was a really big category at the time. I must say, predominantly drunk neat. And one of the first cocktail books in America was published with a lot of cocktails, including vermouth in it. So that's probably the beginning of that tradition. The other reason is that vermouth is low alcohol, relatively low compared to spirits, and is very high in aromatics. So it's perfect ingredients to mix with strong spirits.
Now, wormwood is one of the key ingredients in making vermouth. What exactly is that?
Wormwood is a plant that belongs to the Artemisia family. And the Artemisia is a really large species, and you probably will be very familiar with one of the Artemisia, which is tarragon, and it's part of the Artemisia family. And we use mostly the Artemisia absinthum for the vermouth, but you can use a lot of the different species. To be called vermouth, you need to use one plant of the Artemisia family.
I suspect a little bit bitter in its taste.
It is very, very bitter, and it's a beautiful plant to look at because it's got that silvery, grey, green foliage. Then the smell is really, really interesting because it's around mint and sage and very herbal. But what's less appealing is the savour because it's very, very bitter. So for that reason, it took a while for people to figure out how to use it.
Now, with vermouth, I mean, you come from a wine-making family. How did you move on to fortified wine?
That's something that I've been sort of exploring for quite a while. I grew up in a small town in Burgundy called Cluny, which is very famous for the Benedictine Abbey there. Yes. And the Benedictines are responsible for the wine of Burgundy, but they also developed a drink at the time called Hippocras, which was basically a wine steeped with plants and where you could add honey or different spices and things like this. And by working with some institution there, we recreated a recipe of the Hippocras. That was when I was living in France. And then back in Australia, when I was working in the wineries, every year I would make a small parcel of wine, which was sort of a little bit out of the norm. So it could be a rosé on the floor. It could be ice wine Viognier. It could be different small parcels like this where I would experiment. And the vermouth came out of this. I started to experiment with maceration of plants. And then I met the guys at the Gin Palace, Sean Byrne, and then Vernon Chalker, and then that was the beginning of Medoni.
So why did you come to Australia when France is where it's all happening as far as, or it used to be where it's all happening?
It's all happening everywhere in the world at the moment, so why not Australia? I came here because I had a job lined up in 2001, so I was employed to start a new winery, and it was a good opportunity, and it allows me to do all of these things as well, so that was a good move.
And you've just come back from France.
Yes, you're very well informed, indeed. I do annual trips for business as well, because we export the vermouth in France and Italy. And then we also were part of a big event in Paris called Cocktail Spirit. It's every year in June. And every year we enter there's a little competition with all the new products. So we entered this year the Magnum of classic vermouth unfiltered and the new Cantina as well. And we got second with the Cantina, and the vermouth was came up as the favorite of the judges as well. So was a good result.
Congratulations. You must be doing something right.
Yes, yes. I think the exotism of Australia is part of it. And then I think there's a real renaissance as well of cocktails in France at the moment.
Where is your production based?
We're based in Castlemaine, and we have a small room in Harcourt where we store all the botanicals, all the wines, and then we source the grapes mostly in central Victoria.
When you talk about storing vermouth, where do you store it? Can you leave it just sitting in a cocktail cabinet, or should you be storing it somewhere else?
Well, what really want to push people to do with vermouth, it's best to keep it in the fridge, and especially now we have most of the bottles are sealed with a screw cap, which is a very efficient way to seal the bottles. You can keep the vermouth longer once it's open, and but to prolong that even more, we advise to keep it in the fridge.
Would you drink it neat?
I mostly drink it neat. This is the endless game that we have with Schoenberg, my partner in Medanese. He's a bartender, so as soon as you see a vermouth, he wants to mix it. And as soon as I see it, I want to drink it on its own just to see for itself. And so it's really, there's two schools about what you could do with vermouth here, which is great, because, you know, there's not only one thing to do with it. You can place it at different times as well as an aperitif, as well as during the meal with some food matching, or in at the end of the meal as a digestive. So it's very versatile.
Probably the favourite mix is martini, isn't it? I mean, James Bond put that on the map.
Martini is a strong one, and specifically with the dry vermouth, the drier style. But if you go to the sweet style of vermouth or medium sweet, like we have the classic, you can use that in another cocktail, which is very trendy at the moment. It's the Negroni. A lot of people are embracing Negroni, and sweet vermouth or medium sweet vermouth are certainly very well suited for this. Yeah.
Now, your book, you co-authored it with Sean Byrne. How did you two get together? Is he a bit of a cocktail meister too?
Well, Sean is a total cocktail master, as he spent 8 years managing the Gin Palace, which is an institution in Melbourne. And he certainly has a very good knowledge of mixing and how to use vermouth. So that's where we become really complementary, because I'm certainly more on the production side, and Sean is very much on the user side.
In the two of you, the Book of Vermouth virtually tells you everything about that drink, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean the first idea of this book is really to push the category of vermouth and try to explain what is vermouth and how to use it, because these are the two questions that we've been asked the whole time: is what is vermouth and what do you do with it? So this book is really the answer for these two questions. Yeah. The 26th of July at the State Library, we're doing a special book launch there. We're going to have, at this event, we're going to have most of the contributors, including Max Allen, Tim Entwistle from the Botanical Garden. The State Library is going to show some beautiful prints from the 19th century showing some of the native botanicals. We will have June Mile from Outback Chef showing some of the native botanicals, which you can experiment on at its raw stage. And we have a beautiful food with a special menu designed with vermouth flavors.
Hey, when you're drinking vermouth, do you say cheers or do you say something else?
I say santé.
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 That was Veronica Matheson there speaking with Gilles Lapalu, who has written the book on vermouth.